chapter 12. Same time, a great big crowd of many thousand people come to hear Jesus. They've been a crowd up together so till they've been step on top one another. First, Jesus teach disciple them. He tell them, say, must don't be no hypocrite like them Pharisees. Must don't fool up with them hypocrites. What a hypocrite do stand like yeast mixed up in flour. It all kibble up and it'll spread all over inside the flour. Whatever kibble up gonna be unkibble. Whatever people do in secret, everybody gonna know about them. Whatever honor been a talk about in the dark or the night, people gonna hear everything honor done say. They gonna hear them in the broad daylight. Whatever honor been a talk about underneath honor breath inside a room in the house, honor gonna hear everybody that holler them the torture news outside in the street. My friend, I tell honor, must don't be scared of people who are able for scroy on a body, because they ain't able for do no more than that. They can't do nothing at all about on a soul. So must don't be scared of them people. I got let on a know ahead of time who that on a must be scared of. Must fear God, because when he done make somebody dead, he have power for punish him after that, for throw that person's soul into hell. Yeah, for true, honor must fear God. The sparrow, what little or nothing. Five of them cost about 2 cents, any. Even so, God don't never forget about none them sparrow, none tall. Honor way more valuable than a whole heap of sparrow. Why the Lord done count every strand of hair on a head, and he know even how much hair honor got. So then, must don't be scared of people. God to take care of honor. Jesus tell him, say, for true, anybody will tell people that he belongs to me. The man will come from God, will tell God, angel them, say, that person, they belongs to me. But anybody will tell people, say, he ain't belongs to me. I got tell God, angel them, say, that one there ain't belongs to me. Anybody will talk against the man will come from God. If he asks God to forgive him, God gonna do him. But anybody will say evil thing about the Holy Ghost, God never ain't going to forgive them. When they catch Anna for care Anna to judge Anna in the Jew meeting house for clear Anna name, and they care Anna in front of the leader them and tardy them, must don't fret about how Anna going to answer them or what thing Anna going to say, because that same time the Holy Ghost going to tell Anna what thing Anna supposed to say. One man there in the crowd tell Jesus, say, teacher, my papa done dead. I want you for tell me, brother, to ride with me the property what papa left for us. Jesus answered the man, say, look here, man, ain't nobody send me for be no judge, neither to be the one to ride up property between honor. Then Jesus tell all the people, say, I to tell honor ahead of time, must don't have the big eye about nothing. Because we true life ain't measured by the thing we got, even if we got a whole heap of thing. Then Jesus tell him a parable, say, one time one man have a heap of thing. He have farm or make good crop. He study ahead, he think, say, what I go do? I have so much a crop. I ain't have no place for put all of them. He think, say, I know what for do. I could tear down me old barn and bigger more bigger. I got put all me grain and thing in there. When I done do that, I got tell myself, say, you got plenty thing put back, all the good thing you gonna need for plenty year to come. Now then, you ain't need for worry about nothing. Must just eat and drink and pleasure yourself. God tell the man, say, you fool, this night, yeah, I got take your life. Then who gonna get all them thing, yeah, that you been a put back, keep for yourself? That how you stand for the people was just to pile up plenty thing for theyself. They sure ain't rich in the thing that count for true with God. Jesus tell disciple them, say, so then, I tell Anna, say, must don't worry about how Anna go live, what Anna go eat, neither what clothes Anna go wear upon Anna body. Cause Anna life very valuable, way more than something to eat, and Anna body valuable way more than clothes. Now then, let me study about them crow. They ain't plant no seed, neither get a crop. They have no corn house, neither no barn to keep what they gather. Still yet, God to feed them. Unavail more valuable than the bird. And for true, ain't there one of honor can grow a bit taller because he don't worry about growing any. If honor ain't able for do little thing like that, how come honor to worry about the other rest? And let me study about the lily what a grow wild. They ain't work, neither make clothes for themselves. Now to tell honor, King Solomon been real rich, and he have fine clothes. Still yet, even Solomon ain't never have clothes for dress pretty and fine like them lily what a grow wild. God the one that give clothes to the wild grass, make them pretty and fine. And that grass there today, and it gone tomorrow. People cut them down and use them for make fire in their oven. If God dress up the wild grass like that, for true, he gonna do way more than that to make sure una have clothes for wear. Sure enough, una ain't believe God with all in her heart. Must don't fret on herself about what una gonna eat or what una gonna drink. Must don't worry about them at all. The people that ain't believe in God, they don't worry all the time about them thing. But God on a papa, and he know on a half a have something to eat and drink and clothes to wear. Instead of worry about them thing, una must study about the thing what mean something to God and let God rule in una life. Then God will give una all them other thing ya too. I is like shepherd, and under me little flock. Under a many, but must don't fare. Cause God under papa, he glad for make under rule with himself. Under must sell everything what under have, and must share the money. Give to the people what ain't got nothing. That how under gonna get God good thing for under self. Like pocketbook what don't never wear out. Under gonna have under treasure in heaven, where he gonna stand forever. Cause thief ain't able for thief from there, and no mort can scroy him. Must have honor treasure in heaven, cause wherever honor keep the thing with honor treasure, that's where honor heart will be. Honor must be ready for whatever to come. Must fix honor clothes so honor ready for work. Must light honor lamp, and must don't let them go out. Honor stand like workmen them what are wait for the man they work for, to come back from a marriage feast. They to wait so that whenever the man come and knock, they all ready and can open the door for him. Them workmen going to be blessed for true that ready and ain't sleep when the man they work for come home. I to tell honor for true, the man they work for going to fix his clothes so he's ready for work, and he could call the workmen them, make him come sit down to the table. He gonna serve them, give them something to eat. Them workmen gonna be blessed for true. They gonna be blessed even if the man they work for come in the middle of the night, or if he come just before the rooster crow. They gonna be blessed if he find them ready. Anna must know that if the man will own a house, better know when the thief gonna come to him, that man ain't gonna sleep. He ain't gonna left the house. He gonna stay there, and the thief ain't gonna broke in and go inside. Same fashion, honor too must be ready all the time, cause the man will come from God, gonna come back to this world when honor the thing say, he ain't gonna come now. Peter asked Jesus, say, Lord, this parable that you just tell, you tell that for disciple or for all the people? The Lord answered, say, who that workman but got plenty sense and what true to the man he work for? He the one that the boss man will give charge over all them in the house when the boss man going off. The boss man charge that workman for show the other workman them all the thing what is to do. And that workman in charge going to wide up the food for them to eat when he's supposed to. That workman going to be blessed for true when the boss man come home if he find him to do them thing what he done tell him for do. I to tell Anna for true, the boss man gonna give him charge over all the property and thing. But what gonna happen if that workman in charge think say, for a long time now the boss man ain't come back? Then he start for beat up on all them man and the woman them all too. And the workman in charge just eat and drink and get drunk. If that workman in charge ain't do what he's supposed to do, and he mistreat the other workmen them. One day boss man will come back home and that workman leave spec him. The boss man will whip that workman real bad. He gonna make him suffer just like the people that ain't believe God. Any workman that know what a boss man want him to do, but he ain't get himself ready and he ain't do him, he gonna get whipped good fashion. But the workman that ain't know what a boss man want him to do, and still yet do thing what make the boss man whip him, a boss man ain't gonna whip him bad. God expect plenty from the person where he done give plenty to. Expect the more from the person where he done give the more to. Jesus say, I come for bring fire that gonna burn on the earth, and I wish with everything in me that I done start for burn now. I have to go through a baptism of suffering, and I got a burden for this thing till I done over that suffering. Other things say I come for bring peace to the people in the world, ain't it? No. I done tell Anna, that ain't how come I come here. Cause I come, people ain't gonna agree with one another. They gonna take side against one another and wide up. From now on, a family will got five people in them, gonna fight against one another and wind up. Three people with me gonna fight against the other two in the family. And two people with me gonna fight against the other three. They gonna wind up. The papa gonna fight against his son. And the son gonna fight against his papa. The mama gonna fight against his daughter. And the daughter gonna fight against his mama. The mother-in-law gonna fight against his daughter-in-law. And the daughter-in-law gonna fight against his mother-in-law. Jesus tell the crowd, say, when Anna see the cloud rise up over yonder in the west, directly Anna know, say, it gonna be bad weather, and it be bad weather for true. And when Anna feel the south wind to blow, Anna know, say, it gonna get hot, and it get hot for true. Anna hypocrite, Anna know how for look to the earth and to the element and interpretate about the weather, then how come Anna ain't know what them thing mean about me, what be ya in this world now, for true? Anna ain't want for no any. How come Anna ain't judge for Anna self what thing right for do? If anybody argue with one of Anna and either take you to court, you must try for settle with him before you get there. Because if you ain't able for settle with him, he got drag you to the judge, and the judge could give you to the police, and he got take you to the jailhouse. If that's so it stand, I tell you, you gonna stay in the jailhouse till you pay the last cent of the fine what you owe.